This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Segi today on this Easter and Passover weekend. My first guest this first hour is a country legend, my dear friend Ronnie Millsap will be joining us. Later on in the hour, Academy Award-winning actor Kevin Costner will be here. Well, the final episode of the season of New Amsterdam coming up this week. Jocko Sims and Tyler Levine will be here to talk about that. And then my friend astronaut Mike Massimino. Next hour, Mr. Cool. George Hamilton will be joining us on the show, the star of The Prophet on CNBC, and businessman extraordinaire Marcus Lemonis will be here, and then we're going to chat about some late-minute thoughts for a great Easter treat with Parker Wallace. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Segi today. We'll be right back with my first guest, Ronnie Millsap.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world one life at a time.
Thank goodness for the balance of nature. It just keeps me strong and healthy, and I don't have any aches and pains. I've taken so many supplements and all the different things they promise, and I'm like, I don't feel anything. You know, vitamins, protein powders, whey proteins, all this stuff that says it's going to do what it's going to do. But the balance of nature exceeded my expectations. I cannot believe how it has affected everything. So I am completely grateful for it.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Don't tempt me with your eyes. I fill my heart with lies. If you don't really want me to.
And we are back, live all across the USA and around the world. That is from a great CD that's out right now, long overdue, from one of the best in the business. It's called If You Don't Want Me. Joining us right now with his new album, Country Again, is our friend Ronnie Millsap. Hello, Ronnie. How you doing?
All right, Ron. Thanks for having me on.
Well, it is a delight, and as we both know, two Rons don't make a right, but we're going to try and make it happen, right?
Hey, two Rons do make a right.
They do make a right. I like your thinking. I really do. Ronnie, I got to tell you, this is a great CD. I know you haven't recorded a country CD in about 5 years, that you did a gospel one back in 2009, but this is hot stuff.
Yeah, well, fans talked about it. They said, hey, Millsap, are you ever going to record another country album? And I said, yeah, I certainly could. And then, you know, a lot of folks talked to me enough about it, and a disc jockey friend of mine from here in town said, you need to do that. And I had the songs to do it, and going in the studio and doing it was a real joy. Making records today on the computer is so much faster than it used to be with analog. Here it is, out.
And you're right about the technique. I mean, remember the days, boy, we're really going to date ourselves now, when you did everything, instrumental was on one track, the vocal was on the other, and if the bass player made a mistake, even though everything else was good, you did the whole thing all over again?
Yeah, sure do. I remember that, Ron.
Yeah, take number 704. And you know the other thing, too? There was a little bit of aura to it. I mean, everybody was there. You know what I'm saying? It was like a live performance.
Well, I still believe the best performances for records are captured when everybody in the studio was playing.
Yeah, I agree with that 100%. Well, what a career. 7 Grammy Awards, 8 Country Music Association Awards, 4 Academy of Country Music Awards, been at the Grand Ole Opry since 1976. Ladies and gentlemen, this man has sold 35 million records and 40 number one hits. And they said it wasn't going to happen, Ronnie. Are you kidding me?
Well, I was told when I graduated from high school in Raleigh, I had studied 12 years of classical music, and I said, I want to be in the music business. And they said, no, you can't do that because you'll fail. You'll wind up being a liability to the state. We want you to do something academic, like, why don't you become a lawyer?
Oh, great.
I said, okay. Well, I guess I could do that. We'll send you anywhere to college in the United States if you'll just study law. I said, okay. So I started going to school over in Georgia. Right around the same time, I went to a Ray Charles concert in Atlanta, and I got backstage in his dressing room, the piano in the dressing room. To make a long story short, I got to play 3 songs for Ray Charles, and I said, everybody that's sponsoring my education wants me to be a lawyer, and I want to be in music. And he heard me sing, and he said, well, son, you can be a lawyer if you want to, but there's a lot of music in your heart. If I were you, I'd follow what my heart tells me to do.
Wow, what a story. I mean, to be able to play for the great Ray Charles, I mean, that in itself is success.
Yeah, I was 20, and I was nervous, and I said, man, you are the high priest.
He is.
And I've got all your records, and I love Ray Charles' records. Obviously, I always have. Big fan of Ray's. He gave me that piece of advice.
Wow. Well, it couldn't come from anybody better. Nobody sang a soul song like Ray Charles. I mean, if you did a cover of a Ray Charles song, you had to have a lot of guts.
Yeah, you did. Well, the thing about it, too, he changed the whole landscape of country music.
Yeah. Well, you did too, though. I mean, you brought country soul into the whole thing. I mean, you changed it unbelievably.
You know, when I came into it in 1973, I knew I came to Nashville to be involved in country music. And I was lucky to be managed by the same manager that was managing Charlie Pride. This guy got me a deal with RCA and got me on major television. He got me off to a blazing start.
I know this late you inducted your good friend Keith Urban to the Music City Hall of Fame. You're on my pal Jimmy Fallon show, too. But let's talk about this CD, which was between yourself and Rob Gelbreath. This song, If You Don't Want Me To, has a dance craze to it. I mean, you're like the country Chubby Checker here with this thing.
Yeah, well, it's an odd history because it came out as a B-side on a couple of singles, and it was issued in Louisiana on jukeboxes.
Wow.
And so from this B-side, they created this dance called The Freeze from this song. And, you know, anytime I go to Louisiana, I have to play it 3 or 4 times before they let me leave the building.
Really?
Yeah. And they play it for just about any major event that they have, weddings, any kind of celebration, they always play this song. And a guy mentioned to me one night, he said, is this available on CD? And I said, no, it's not. He said, that's a shame. If you'd put that on a CD, you'd sell 1 million copies right here in Louisiana. Well, Ron, we're about to find out.
Well, you're putting it all in my hands now, right? I better sell some 1 million copies of this.
Well, you know, it's out there, and it's doing well.
It's a good song.
We had to go back and find the original recording and just remaster it.
Well, you did a heck of a job, and in the CD I Have My Hands, Country Again, there are 12 tracks, which is very cool. A lot of times artists will try and get 10 on a CD. You got 12.
No. Joe Galante was the king of the 9-song album.
That's right. I forgot about
yeah.
9 songs on an album. That's pretty funny. That is unbelievable.
He is a dear friend of mine, though. He's a sweetheart, and he's somebody that really was a great record man back in the days of RCA. He was the real deal.
Yeah, that was the heydays of RCA. There's no doubt about it. When you are performing, you are an artist to be reckoned with. You're in the song. You know what I'm saying? You're in the song.
Well, I do think you've got to live it. It's like anything. If I'm going to be singing a song, and I must say, live performance is the best thing I
absolutely.
Do, Ron.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's, you know, singing for Pro Tools or tape machines is one thing, but singing for an audience is so much better.
No doubt.
Because you get feedback.
Yep. You get immediate reaction, whether it's love or hate, you get it.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. You know if you're on or you know if it's an off night, you're going to find that out, too.
That's right. Now, are you doing a lot of road work these days, Ronnie?
Yeah, I sure am. We're still doing that.
Ronnie, are you going to be down in Orlando or Florida?
I know we will, Ron. I'm just not sure what that schedule is. I know we're doing the Grand Ole Opry. I have to do that occasionally because I'm a member of the Grand Ole Opry.
You're a member. You know who was all excited about being members recently were the Oak Ridge Boys. They're all pumped up. Yeah, they couldn't wait to get in there.
Who else got in just recently?
I know.
Rascal Flatts.
I do remember.
They're in there, too.
I do remember, though, Ronnie, that the late Little Jimmy Dickens was the legendary singer and entertainer from the Grand Ole Opry that introduced the Oak Ridge Boys, and they were very excited about that. Of course, we lost Little Jimmy Dickens, but he was a great guy, wasn't he? Yeah, he had to be your friend, I know.
Yeah, you got it.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, RonnieMilsap.com is where you want to go to check out where he's going to be, and this new CD, Ronnie, is a home run for you. It's a grand slam. It's called Country Again, and it's got 12 new cuts, and it's done by one of the real legends and nice men in this business, Ronnie Milsap. Hey, Ronnie, I'm going to check this calendar to see if you're going to be down in our neck of the woods. If you are, I'm going to come and backstage, and we're going to visit.
I'd love that. Tap me on the shoulder and tell me who you are, and I'll remember.
I believe you would.
I'm with you. I'm with you, man, and I appreciate you having me on your show. And
Ronnie, we've been doing this show for 30 years, over a quarter of a century.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm just embarrassed in that time period that we haven't had you on the show more often because you're such a great guest.
Well, I am too.
Well, you don't have to be embarrassed. I'm the one who should have asked you. So when I ask you again...
Well, I'm always happy to come on. Should you ever want me to come on again, I'm ready.
I'm ready to have you. Let's do it. Okay, my friend?
Okay.
Thanks, Ronnie.
Sounds great. Thank you, Ron.
Ronnie Milsap, a brand new CD, Country Again. Get it. It's got some great material on it and a dance craze. Go to RonnieMilsap.com. And as Ronnie mentioned earlier in the interview, can you believe having an audience and playing 3 songs backstage in the dressing room for Ray Charles? I don't think if you're in the music business, whether you're an instrumentalist, a vocalist, whatever the case may be, doing that for the great Ray Charles had to be an experience of a lifetime. Ronnie Milsap, live all across the USA and around the world, you are with Ron Segi today.
Don't tempt me with your eyes, I fill my heart with lies. If you don't really want me to.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
I am excited to have our next guest with us. He is truly a man of many, many talents, an Academy Award winner, an actor, a director, a musician. He does everything equally well. Joining us right now, Kevin Costner. Hi, Kevin. How you doing?
I'm good, Ron. How are you, man?
I'm doing good. Thank you for joining us. I have to make an apology to you, though. If I ran down everything that you did since Sizzle Beach, USA, we would be here for a long time. American Flyers, The Untouchables, Field of Dreams, Dances with the Wolves, JFK, Bodyguard, Wyatt Earp, Waterworld. I mean, the list is endless.
Well, you know, I don't really do as many movies as most guys in my category. I kind of have a life. There's a lot of things I try to do in my life, and I think if you would add it up, guys in my category, I've probably done about a third of the movies of the other guys, but I'm happy that you appreciate some of them that I was able to make.
Well, you know, I think a lot of times what happens is that people will make a lot of movies, but they're not necessarily hot movies. You make maybe less movies, but they're all hot. Steve Allen told me one time, I said, you know, you wrote over 500 songs. He said, yeah, but they probably weren't any good because I only had one that was a hit.
So. I know that feeling. That's a feeling I have as a songwriter. It's funny, too, because always the last song you write, you think, oh, that's my best song. And the truth is, sometimes it's not very good at all. But, you know, if you keep trying, the cream kind of can get to the top, and you just have to be smart enough to know when a song is good enough to put in front of a paying customer, not your grandmother.
Yes, that's right.
Because your grandmother will listen to anything.
Anything.
In fact, I got so immersed into it, we ended up writing a concept record called Famous for Killing Each Other. My band and I just started writing, you know, these Appalachian songs that some of it was purely lyrical songs and some of it was just orchestration. So I think it'll be a really kind of a very cool record to listen to. So look for Famous for Killing Each Other because that's the name of the record.
And your third album, From Where I Stand. Also, you're going to be at a ceremony in honor of military members killed in the Chinook SEALs crash, and that'll take place in Fort Knox, Kentucky?
Yeah, we wrote a song that was really about the Civil War, and I knew it was a beautiful song, but one of our friends trained the pilots of the men that went down. We lost a lot of SEALs.
Right.
And we lost a lot of pilots, and it was a terrible tragedy. I think over 30 people were lost. They sent this song to one of the families, and it struck such a nerve with them that it was what they hoped happened when a loved one is lost on the battlefield. It's a song that really talks about the last moment a person is alive, that just before before they pass. And for the living, we're incredibly haunted by that. You know, was our son, was our daughter alone? Were they afraid? And this song speaks to that moment about an angel coming down and just kind of covering them. And the song has had such a meaning to that family that they begin to pass it around. And now they're using the song to dedicate it to the memorial and have asked us to come out. And I believe now the Gold Star mothers and the Gold Star wives, we are letting them have that song to use however they want to use it.
Oh, wow.
I've had a lot of pretty neat things happen to me in my life, and I couldn't put anything above this, to be honest.
What a great name, too. The Angels Came Down. That is so appropriate in this case.
Yeah, it's not political, I hope that you hear it. I'd be interested to know after you hear it, and in fact, might even sing it at the Lakeland concert.
Oh, good. Here's an unfair question I'm going to ask you, okay? Now, I know you're a great actor, director, and a musician. What do you like most? If you had to do one, this is probably like asking somebody, which kid do you like better? You know what I'm
saying?
You know,
yeah.
If you had to do one, and you're good in all of them, what would you do?
The music is more fun because there's a live element to it. There's you're playing with your friends. The audience can interact with you. You know, when you're acting in a movie, everybody's got to be quiet. Even if it's a comedy, they got to be quiet.
Yeah, right.
So sometimes you're not even sure if you're funny. You know, everybody's got to be quiet. Don't ruin this take. So playing music, you know, whether it's in your living room or in front of 30,000 people, it's just really an experience that you wish almost everybody could have at some point.
Mm-hmm. I have to agree with you, and the problem is that those individuals who act who have never had the opportunity to do something live on stage, i.e. music, because, you know, if you do something that's like a play or something, it's not quite as enthusiastic as if you're doing a bunch of songs, and they've never experienced that, they would not understand that, because the movie process and the television process, frankly, is kind of boring.
Well, it really is. I mean, you could try to explain it to people, and it's also long. I mean, you know, movie people, they're used to working 12 hours a day, you know, and you do it 6 days a week when you're away from home. So it's a process, you know, but the music, you know, I like the hours better, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right, yeah. And again, it's more fun. And I'll tell you the other thing, too. When you're up there in music and you're kind of having a bad night, you kind of share it with the rest of the musicians, plus the fact that, you know, you can always butt the songs together in case nobody's really accepting this. As a stage actor or a comedian, you're kind of in a jam because you're by yourself. You're falling off that cliff alone.
Well, you can listen, when you go live, that there's drama. And I like the drama because, by definition, drama, you don't know exactly what's going to happen. You know, one of the things that what I wanted to do when I played was I wanted to play original music. And that, you risk a lot there too, because usually people want to hear old favorites, they want to hear things they know, and that's not what I do.
Yeah.
I go out and I play a lot of these songs, and maybe the salvation of a lot of them is that they were written on movies that people remember.
Sure.
So a lot of these songs were written during the making of movies that people enjoy. So when I go on stage, I try not to separate my movie career from my musical career.
Well, I think you make a definitive line between the both of them. I really do. I loved your work on 13 Days and on JFK. I mean, it was sensational, as all your Elliot Ness, as I mentioned earlier, and, of course, The Bodyguard is being seen frequently nowadays. A true testament of somebody's work is if it stands the test of time. Yours does.
Well, thank you. I mean that's kind of what you hope happens. You don't know that it's going to. You know, the movies I make, I want them to be classic. Whether they are or not, that's how I go into them. That's the thought that I have for them, and that's how I try and choose them. I don't like making a movie and then go, God, I'm surprised that people really like this.
Yeah.
You know, I want to believe that they're going to like it. Now, you know, what happens between the point that you make one and all the decisions that go into it and all the politics that go with movies these days, you don't know. But the idea to make a movie that you can pass from father to son and on down is really the idea.
Well, this has been a treat. It really has, Kevin. And the name of the group, of course, is Kevin Costner and the Modern West. Can we go to kevincostner.com?
Yeah, Yeah, you can go to there. I've got a website. You can see where we're playing. I don't exactly administer it. I just don't understand the computer world that much, man, to be honest with you.
Me neither.
You know, how it works. I mean, people go there, and they know how my website works better than I do. But, you know, we're coming. We're going to play the East Coast, and I really hope you find your way backstage.
We will be back there. I guarantee you, Kevin. And please don't be a stranger. Come back. We'd love to have you back here. You're a great guest and a terrific talent, whether it's in front of the cameras, behind the cameras, or on stage singing.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Kevin. I appreciate it.
All right.
Kevin Costner has been our guest, and there's more to come on Ron Segi Today.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Governor Andrew Cuomo says 783 people died in New York State from the coronavirus on Friday. But there are small positive signs.
Still people getting infected, still people going into the hospital, but again, a lower rate of increase. The number of ICU admissions is down. The three-day average on ICU admissions is down.
He says hotspots in upstate New York and the suburbs of New York City have been stabilized. The state now has 160,000 deaths. That's more than any other country in the world. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy has tightened restrictions in his state.
I'm expanding the requirement to wear a face covering to all customers heading into one of the restaurants and bars that remain in operation as they get their takeout orders.
This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144, 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
On Sedgy Today, live all across the USA and around the world. And I always enjoy when I talk about this show because it is so doggone good on NBC called New Amsterdam. And joining us right now is a friend of ours who's been on the show several times in the past, Jocko Sims. And I think a new addition to our show, certainly not one to New Amsterdam, Tyler Labine. Hi, Tyler. Hello, Jocko. Welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you for having us.
Hey, Ron, it's good to talk to you.
You know, I meant what I said in the introduction. It's a great show. It put together so well. But I didn't know that it was actually inspired by a Dr. Eric Mannheimer and his memoirs called 12 Patients, Life and Death at Bellevue Hospital and his 15 years there as a medical director. I never knew that before. So do you stay pretty close to those storylines? I always thought most of the storylines were taken from the headlines.
Yeah, well, that's what makes our show a little bit different than the other medical shows out there, Ron, and why it attracted great actors like Tyler Labine and myself, and he can tell you more about that. But for me, it was the fact that it was based on a true story. It's a book called, like as you mentioned, 12 Patients, Life and Death at Bellevue Hospital, written by Dr. Eric Mannheimer. And he was the guy who ran Bellevue for 15 years.
Wow.
And the stories that came out of that book, first and foremost, but the stories that he has to tell about him jumping through hurdles and trying to get things done, it was a story there. So our creator
firing
of the show,
the entire cardiothoracic department on day one.
Yeah, all of that. That's a lot of stuff that is true. And so David Schoner, our creator of the show, when it was time for him to do a new series, he said, you know, everybody's out there doing superhero shows and whatnot. I want to do a show that people are talking about at their dining room tables.
Right.
And there was no better subject than healthcare.
Yeah.
And so he optioned a book, and the rest is history.
You know, you both play doctors, and you play them well. And I've often said, and Jocko, I may have said this to you in the past, that you really know how effective you are to the viewing audience when somebody comes up to you at the mall and says, I got this pain in my shoulder. I mean, because you guys are really believable. How difficult is it to learn the terminology while you're doing the show?
Well, Jocko can probably take that question a little better than I can. I don't have a ton of jargon or terminology. I'm in the behavioral studies department, so a lot of the stuff with Iggy is more like, you know, there's a few names of drugs that I didn't know how to pronounce, but otherwise it's pretty straightforward.
That's good.
Jocko, you've had some doozies, though, right?
Yeah, I've had some of that, but I after a while, you know, Ron, you get used to it, and
yeah.
We have the doctors that are with us side by side helping us pronounce things and making sure we don't look like idiots. But I do that's you bring up a good point. I haven't had anybody come up to me yet and say, hey, I got this thing, this pain in my shoulder. But Tyler, has anybody come up to you and asked you for some therapeutic advice?
I get people coming up to me asking me about things that I can't even begin to describe.
Really?
Yeah, people come to me crying. People ask
really?
About their friend in quotation marks who has an issue with something. You know, I've been asked about people who have a niece or a nephew who's on the spectrum. I've been asked about from parents and you know, target. My kid might be trans. You know, coming out as trans.
What do you say? How do you respond?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Ron.
Well,
this is so fascinating.
I know. I agree.
Honestly, I've armed myself with a list of resources and websites that I can pass to people. People ask me online all the time too, on Instagram, and I actually interact with a lot of my fans on Instagram directly and direct message people with website links and organizations that they can turn to and hotlines they can turn to when they're going through crises and they don't know where else to turn.
Really?
Because I certainly would never profess to be a doctor. I'm never going to try and diagnose you on the streets. But what I can do. Pass on some of the knowledge that I've gleaned from this show by way of information that I can give you. You know,
I was trying to point people in the right direction.
Does anybody ever come to you and ask the big question, do you have any money?
No, a lot of family have come out of the woodwork, definitely, for sure.
Yeah,
got some cousins I didn't know I had that have stepped up to the plate.
Geez, surprise, surprise, right? Now, the season finale is coming up the 14th of April. April 14th is the season finale. But they're running some repeats to go up to that period? Is that what they're doing? Somebody told me that they're going to run some repeats to get up to that finale.
Yeah, well, first and foremost, we're calling it the last episode of the season. We didn't get to shoot what we had written as the season finale, so maybe we'll get to that story a little bit later. So for now, it's the last episode of the season. That will be airing on the 14th. Leading up to it, we showed my favorite episode we've ever shot last week, called The Righteous Right Hand, written by Erica Green and directed by our Peter Horton, and it was just fantastic. This week, we have The Island, I think it's called, episode 209. That is going to be a repeat. And this week and next week, we're in 9 o'clock. We're in the 9 o'clock time slot. The This Is Us time slot on NBC. And Tyler is in the last episode of the season, episode 19. It's called Matter of Seconds. Mm-hmm. And Tyler, you're dealing with some sort of divorce situation or something like that, I heard, right?
Yeah, I mean, and you know, it's full disclosure, we have had to skip one of our very impactful episodes, 218, because it was just too topical. It was an episode about a pandemic. So that's why, in part, why we're running reruns right now. It's just, you know, our showrunner put it very plainly. He said people need more facts and less fiction right now, and we don't want to help increase the spread of fear, you know.
No.
So we're skipping forward to 219. But 219 still does deal with some of the fallout from these symptoms that are being sort of passed around the hospital in New Amsterdam. And
you're not kidding. You actually
did. By the way, we wrote that last year.
Yeah.
That we had this pandemic that was taking over, consuming New York, and we were short-staffed at the hospital, and it happened while we were filming.
Yeah.
That's fascinating that a year ago you wrote that script. I mean, that's unbelievable.
It's a little freaky.
Yeah.
Honestly. And also, if you read that script, you know, 4 months ago, you think to yourself, Jocko and I were just talking about this, like, wow, wouldn't that be crazy if that actually happened, a pandemic? And then here we are in a real pandemic. You just never think that this kind of thing is actually going to happen, and yet here we are.
Did you go into production with the show? Did you actually tape it, or you just have the script written?
No, we shot it.
We finished it.
And
wow.
It's actually one of our strongest episodes, according to everybody at the network and everybody who has seen it at our show, but they had to make the really hard decision to pull it because it was just the responsible thing to do. It will come to air eventually.
Yeah.
People will see it, but it will be out of sequence because we're jumping to 219. But to touch more on that, 219 does still deal with some of the themes from 218. And my character is dealing with some really heavy-duty stuff in 219 that has to do with gun control. And a guy getting his gun taken away, and then he's court remanded to a psych evaluation to see if he can get his gun back. But he's actually pointed it at his wife, who entered his home unbeknownst to him, and he pointed his gun at his wife, and they're in the middle of a divorce, and they take the gun away from him. And Iggy has to give him a psych eval and sort of writes him off immediately as this gun-toting nut. But the patient himself writes Iggy off as a left-wing, bleeding-heart, liberal New York City doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And so they have a bit of a showdown, and they learn something from each other.
Some room for some conflict right there.
Yeah, it's an interesting episode, and we learned some stuff about Iggy that you would never guess.
Wow.
In regards to guns and his feelings on guns. So it's an interesting episode.
It is. And, you know, you probably should have a disclaimer on the one that you have about the pandemic, saying that you thought of this before it happened, so they don't think that you stole the idea, because that's fascinating.
Copyright.
Yeah.
Trademark the pandemic. Yeah. Good idea.
You know, I want to talk so much about you guys individually with all of your, success. Tyler, with the 3 seasons on Deadbeat and Animal Practice and CBS Mad Love and Sons of Tucson and The Boss and Super Troopers,
right.
2, and Jocko with the series Crash with Dennis Hopper, Burn Notice, CSI Bones. But I do want to ask you, in the time we have left, Jocko, I understand that you have a hobby of managing music artists. You and I need to talk one day soon, because I do a concert series with a 15-piece orchestra. So you and I need to have a chat one of these days. You could be my Colonel Parker.
Oh, wow. Listen, I would be honored. And, you know, not only just myself, but obviously Tyler has really stepped wholeheartedly into music, especially during the quarantine as he's making music. I've kind of stepped away in recent years, particularly with management, but I do want to delve back into it.
Well,
but yeah, you're talking to a couple of music guys here on the
phone. I'm sitting in my studio right now, Ron.
Well, and I'm in my studio right now, too, because it doubles as a recording studio and also a radio studio. We'll need to talk, gentlemen, but it's Tuesday at 9 p.m., correct?
Yeah, new time slot.
Yeah, and the final episode is on the 14th of this month. We're talking about, of course, New Amsterdam, and our guests have been Tyler Levine and Jocko Sims. Hey, guys, we need to connect and chat a little later on, but good luck with the show, and I look forward to talking to you about music really soon.
Thank you, Ron.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Let's do it.
And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
To Major Tom.
control to Major Tom.
Back live all across the USA and around the world, it's Ron Segi today. And I'm always excited when we have guests on the show that have unique positions. And one of the first guests that we had on our program several years ago that had one of the coolest jobs in the world, the late astronaut Alan B. Shepard. Well, I'm proud to say we're back in space with another man in space, my friend, astronaut Mike Massimino. Hi, Mike. How you doing today?
I'm doing great. How about you, Ron? How you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic. Not only am I proud to be talking to an astronaut, but I'm proud to be talking to an Italian astronaut.
Excellent. Yeah, no, I was just telling Claudia earlier that I, as part of to celebrate my Italian heritage in space, I flew a Sicilian flag on my space flight. I flew a replica of Galileo's telescope that I got from his museum in Florence on my second flight. And on both my flights, I took biscotti from my favorite bakery in Brooklyn.
Oh, wow. So you're Sicilian.
Yes, that's where my people come from. And I'm American now for the past few generations.
Yeah, well, I'm Sicilian, too. So perfect. So we got my son went to Sicily on his honeymoon, so that's how much.
Wow, that's more Sicilian than I am.
Me, too. Well, perfect. I want to tell you that I'm looking forward to this show. First of all, Mike, his first flight in space was on Columbia in March 2002, then the Atlantis in May of 2009, both Hubble Space Telescope servicing flights. I was very, very good friends with Alan Shepard, and he was a terrific guy. But this show that you're going to be part of on National Geographic, this tells about what it's like to live in space, and if it's really something that can be done, experiencing 6Gs, you know, how the zero pressure can kill you within seconds if you get into the vacuum of space. You've been there. What's it like, Mike? Is it like Sicily?
Sicily is a beautiful place, and so is space. And we do try to take as much, I try to take as much Italian food as I can. I did take some lasagna and ravioli. That's pretty much where the similarity ends. But there, what we're going to show on the program is 8 episodes. The first one deals with surviving outer space. But what we're going to show in that show is what are the things you need to consider to be in space. As you said, there's no pressure, you're in a vacuum, there's no air, but you also need things like food and water, breathing air to survive. So what do you do about that? And what are the effects on the body? And we have a pretty good understanding of that through our space shuttle flights and our experience on the space station, having people living there. So we try to inform the viewer of what that's like, but at the same time, extrapolate it to a realm if we want to go further into the universe, explore our solar system and beyond. What are some of the other risks, dangers, problems we're going to face, and how do we solve them?
And it's everyday thing, like digestion, going to the bathroom, sleeping. They're everyday things.
Yeah, all those things are covered, and we do an extensive review of potty training. So the most popular question that people have of what how do you do that in space will be answered on the show.
Okay, we'll wait to watch that. Okay,
yeah.
That'll be what we call a teaser, Mike. How about
there you
that?
Go.
When that shuttle takes off, and you obviously see video of these things where everything is rattling and shaking. How much vibration? How intense? How nerve wracking is it even for a professional like yourself to be in that at launch?
It is unbelievable, Ron. It is the only thing I can describe to you. The only words that went through my mind were speed and power. Speed and power. That's all I felt, is just the power of that machine. Once you go down to zero and the solid rockets light on the space shuttle, you go. And before you know it, you're going 100 miles an hour. Before you even move hardly, as soon as you get to the close to the top of the tower, you're already going 100 miles an hour. You go from zero to 17,500 miles an hour in eight and a half minutes. So the acceleration is incredible. I felt like some kind of beast, some kind of science fiction beast had grabbed me and was taking me off to a place that I had never been before. And I better trust it because I really didn't have any other choice.
Well, is there any ground training that replicates it perfectly?
No. I mean, they train you to do your job really well. We learn how to spacewalk in a big pool that we have, that we train in. We do have simulate what the launch is like and working procedures and problems or whatever might happen during the ascent. But the actual vibration, or I would say more the acceleration, just the sheer sense of acceleration and power and speed, there's no way to replicate that other than getting your rear end on the rocket and going.
You have logged 571 hours, 47 minutes in space, cumulative 30 hours and 4 minutes spacewalking. What is that like? Is that going to be a kind of profile on the show when you're spacewalking and you're just hanging out there?
Yeah, we talk about that as well. Not as much on the first program, but on one of the later shows. The show runs for 8 weeks this next season of the show. And we do a lot of spacewalking. We're going to go over tools that we use for spacewalking. We're going to go over space construction is one of the themes of one of the later shows later in a few weeks from now. We're going to show you the big pool where we train and how we train and the considerations you have for spacewalking. But, you know, we'll show you as much as we can. The best thing, though, is to actually get a chance to actually do it, which is hard to describe other than it's, you know, doing some really interesting work inside of a spacesuit with the most awesome view you can imagine while you're doing your work.
Mike, are you afraid of heights at all?
You know, I don't like high charm. I really do not. I do not like. I'm not. You know, there's people like look over the side of the railway.
Right, right.
Kind of, I don't like that at all. But up in space, it doesn't matter because you're so far away. It just blows your mind. Like it doesn't even matter. I don't like looking over. I don't like walking on little things, going along the mountainside. Nah. I don't like.
My son's telling me, he said, "Dad, you couldn't fly in the space shuttle because you couldn't walk from the elevator onto the shuttle."
I had a friend of mine who was a shuttle commander who had flown. He was down at. We were down at this Kennedy Space Center together, and we were getting a tour of the space shuttle, and we walked along one of those little gangways,
right?
Where, you know, it's like just a metal girder, just the metal floor where you can see through,
right? Right.
And all of a sudden, where did my buddy go? And I'm looking around, he's standing, and this is a guy who was an Air Force test pilot, flown in space three times, and was already a commander. I'm like, what are you doing over there? He goes, I don't like doing that. It gives me a funny feeling. So you're not alone. You can tell your son it's not a requirement. Space is a different environment. When you're in control of a vehicle, have a control stick in your hand or whatever it might be, you feel more confident. It's different than you know, walking across a gangplank.
Unbelievable. You know, I could talk to you for hours. I know you're really busy today, Mike, but I understand you might be down here to Universal. If you do, will you please let me know so that we can break bread together?
That would be a fun thing to do.
Let's do that. Known Universe, Surviving Outer Space, the National Geographic Channel. Great, great channel. And it's going to feature my friend Mike Massimino, the astronaut and professor at Rice University. Mike, please, if you come down, let me know.
Sure will. Thanks so much, Ron. I really appreciate your support.
Thank you, my friend.
All right.
Mike Massimino has been our guest. Space shuttle astronaut twice, walked in space over 30 hours, and he's part of National Geographic, Known Universe, Surviving Outer Space.
I'm going to say it again. I love talking to people who go into space. How exciting is that? And there's more to come today.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Root, and do I have a perfect book at the perfect time for you? Dr. Nancy Wolf is a conservative and capitalist professor emeritus in the psychology department at UCLA, where she spent 30 years. She studied and taught about the human mind. She knows exactly what we need to hear right now as chaos and crisis descend around us. Her book is Conscious Matrix. Nancy explains why the liberals, socialists, and globalists try to destroy us right now, will not and cannot succeed, because we as Americans are wired to win, to be the greatest nation and the greatest people ever in the history of mankind. Our biology, our history, our culture, all these things are pre-wired in our minds and souls. We're literally pre-wired to win. Nancy says we have more light in our hearts and minds when we are right with God. And she says together, God, President Trump, and conservative Americans will save the soul of America. We will win. We are literally predestined to win. This is the book you need to read now. Today, purchase Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com. Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com, or available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
That wraps up hour number one of Ron Sedgy Today on this Easter and Passover weekend. I want to thank my guests this first hour for being part of the show, and they include Ronnie Millsap, Kevin Costner from the TV show New Amsterdam, Jocko Sims and Tyler Levine, and astronaut Mike Massimino. Next hour, Mr. Cool is going to be joining us. I like when he's here. George Hamilton will be on the show, Marcus Lemonis from The Prophet on CNBC, and then we will squeeze in some last-minute ideas for treats on Easter with Parker Wallace. And that's all coming up next hour, live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgy Today. We'll be back shortly with my first guest, the second hour, George Hamilton.